All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 16th day of October, 2018. I do like to remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that letter by going to miningstocks.com. miningstocks.com. You can also call our office here in New York during the regular business hours, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. We also like to put in a plug for Chen Lin, an excellent letter. His focus is to a great extent on the biotech sector, where he's made his subscribers a lot of money. He also focuses some on gold mining shares as well and some other sectors, but those are the ones where he's done extremely well. ChenPix.com, ChenPix.com, to sign up for Chen's letter. And we also like to always mention now Michael Oliver's letter. He has a special letter for gold and silver, focused on gold and silver. It's a very moderately priced product, and it's OliverMSA.com. Do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. We also want to encourage you to continue sending along your questions, criticisms, comments, whatever they be, to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. And we always like to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors this week are Genesis Metals Corp., Great Bear Resources, Novo Resources, Sandstorm Gold Limited, Triumph Gold, Gold Mining, Inc., and Uranium Energy. Well, I've titled today's show, Guaranteed, the Swiss Franc Will Collapse. Keith Weiner, Brian Groves, and Michael Oliver are return guests this week. One of the strongest fiat currencies over many decades has been the Swiss franc, but it has been so strong, in fact, that the Swiss National Bank orchestrated significantly negative interest rates to weaken it. Now, during the second half of today's show, Keith Weiner will explain how permanent gold backwardation measured in Swiss francs guarantees the franc's collapse and what that may mean for, at least I hope we'll get this out of him, what that might mean for the post-Bretton Woods dollar-based system as a whole. Keith will explain the death spiral dynamics for the Swiss franc. And I think it's something, a different view of things. And we like to have people on the show that provide something a little different, but yet is legitimate and soundly based. And I think you'll find, if you think through Keith's arguments, that they are very soundly based. Any student of history, of course, knows that all fiat currencies eventually enter the dustbin of history. Such will also be the fate of the U.S. dollar, and for sure, there is growing evidence that the days of the dollar's hegemony are numbered as well, such that only true money, namely gold, ends up as a monetary survivor. I hope to explore, as I say, ways that you may profit from Keith's insights into the unique understanding of the dynamics leading to the pathology of Swiss franc and other fiat currencies. Brian Groves, the CEO of Genesis Metals, will be with me after our first commercial break to give us an update of that company's exploration plans on the Chevrier project in Quebec. And that fits the geological model, at least, of Agnico Eagle's Goldex project. Given the recent weakness in the shares, Genesis selling under 10 cents in U.S. money, which in my view makes it a very attractive speculation for investors seeking to profit from exploration stories. As a shareholder of Genesis, I'm certainly looking forward to what Brian has to say. Well, I'm equally interested in what Michael Oliver has to say. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to have you with me. And I must mention to my listeners, I don't know how many people that listen to you every week, Michael, have been to your website. But I went there and realized that I had never really focused on a couple of excellent videos that explain so much about who you are and how and your methodology for, you know, what lies underneath this excellent product that you provide. So I want to tell my listeners, go to OliverMSA.com to see my the first real vision video talks. Michael explains his background, how he evolved into the financial world, and how he is came about to do what he has been doing with his technical analysis. Very unique proprietary analysis, which again I say I like to have unique people on the show and unique visions, and that's why we have Michael all the time. But then there's another, so you'll get both Michael's background as well as his methodology, which I think is very valuable. And if you look at that, you'll understand why he's a favorite guest of this show and why he's the most frequent guest on this show. Well, Michael, gold and gold shares, we're looking at seeing a little bit of strength in gold since we spoke last Tuesday. How's it looking to you, gold and the gold shares in general?
Well, our intermediate trend technicals of gold, silver, and GDX, the main gold mining ETF, have turned through initial breakout levels, and they did it staggered. Gold led the way, actually, about early September, and not a lot of upside happened until last week. We got a good bolt on the upside last week out of a congestion zone. Gold's now, you know, we traded October gold over 1230 today. The August low was 1162. So, I mean, it's had a nice move off the low. We think this rally has resistance, and when I say resistance, I don't mean anything permanent. There's a resistance zone from about 1250 on to 1275, let's say. Somewhere in that zone, I would expect this rally to reach, and then have to do a little fighting, you know, a trading sell-off. Not back to the lows, but just kind of an eruption. When I go to silver, and we report this in our new report, it's called Gold, Silver, and Mining Report, and it's $299 a year, which is pretty cheap compared to our other products. But we focus on that narrow area, not base metals, it's precious metals and the miners. GDX is interesting now. It's gotten quite a bolt of strength last week. It's traded over 20 after being down in the 17s. Now, contrast that to the bear low of 2016, which is $12.40, by the way. It's traded over 20 last week and again this week. And there's some numbers not far ahead. I don't want to be too specific because our subscribers pay for that information.
Sure, absolutely.
But not too far above the recent rally high. If you can close a week out, you should unleash that guy, you know, pretty good. And I would say at that point, the low's in place. And I think what, in hindsight, we're going to look back and look at GDX and say, well, it was a major washout low at $12.40 in 2016, very early. Exploded out of that hole, much bigger than gold did on a percent basis. Came all the way back down after a laborious process of decline, mostly sideways, but all during 2017, and tapped down to the $17 area, not touching 17, but under 18. And now it's moving back up again. I think we're going to look back and say, that was just a secondary low. It was a broad base spanning 2016, 17, and 18, you know, with the rally in between, and it was really just one big sizable base. And we just saw the secondary low. Let's build two legs on this guy, not just one. You know, okay, now understand what I mean. So he can stand up, and I think we'll look back and say, "Gosh, what an opportunity that was!" After all, you know, a gold miner can go to zero, but gold miners can't go to zero because they're commodity related. Certain industries can go out of business because you know people that make horseshoes, you know, they went out of business. But in a technology, there's certain things that can go out of business because they're replaced by new technology. But gold miners are just as basic as gold itself. It cannot go to zero. And I think $12 on GDX in 2016 and 17 and change this year is about as close to theoretical zero as you can get. Mm-hmm. And you consider that in 2011, that same ETF was at $66.
Yeah. Huh.
So well,
Michael,
I
can certainly agree. I can certainly agree with you that a basket of major mining companies, like in the GDX, will not go to zero, the composite. But I can't quite say that about some of the junior exploration companies. They can go to zero. I just put that in as a caveat because we promote a lot of junior mining companies. We've got one coming up next. The upside is tremendous for these little exploration companies. But they can, once in a while, go to zero.
The individual ones, yes.
Yeah, the individual ones, exactly. Well, Michael, with just a couple of minutes left here, what about the equity market? Because today we're seeing the equities, U.S. equities, at least a little earlier in the day anyway, when I checked, the Dow was up over 400 points. What do you make of it?
I think we've topped, and I think the downside will be there's more downside left in this particular move. And I suspect in the next 4 weeks you'll see it. I'm not at all confident that the lows of the year were seen in February on the S&P that was 2550. I'm biased, technically biased, that those will come out, and then you will get a rally that puts you back up by, let's say, late in the year in the 2700s, and it's where we've been this week, which is to say, you know, maybe even an up year, because I think we closed last year in the high 2600s. So you could net out a slight up year, but end up closing in the middle of the yearly range. Mm-hmm. But it'd be a topping year, you know, mm-hmm. where you arm wrestle. It's an arm wrestling year,
right.
But a topping process. But right now, on a shorter term basis, meaning the next 3 or 4 weeks, I think I don't trust this rally. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I don't trust it much beyond where we are right now.
Right. Well, I'm not surprised that you say that. With a minute left, the long bond, I mean, is this thing history now? Are we in a bear market, a long-term bear market?
We've been in a bear, we call bear market at 166 price level of the T-bond futures back in October of 2016 and added with a major sell at 148 in January of this year. Right now it's trading at 138. We think mm-hmm. it's going into the 120s. Which is, say, 4.25% interest rate on the 30-year bond. But I'll tell you what, right now, our view is on a short-term basis. You could get an upside spike because if the stocks roll over from here one more time and it exhibit the kind of emotion they have over the last few weeks, which is horrific downside, this rally doesn't compare to the downside. The T-bonds could spike up. In fact, today's close on T-bonds is kind of looking pretty good in terms of perhaps sparking that spike. Now, why would bonds spike? Flight to safety. You know, well, they get that occasionally when the stocks go down too much. We've had a rebound in bonds of a good couple points here recently. Why? Stocks went down hard. And if stocks are ready to roll over again and have another downside like they had last week, then maybe bonds are ready to throw a spike. So
yeah, as long
don't
as
let that confuse you. Don't let that confuse you. That doesn't end the bear market in bonds.
Right,
they're going
of course.
Lower.
Of course. Yes, 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 indeed. Well, we did see a little bit of a run to safety in gold, too, this week, too. And I guess as long as people have confidence in the paper market system, the fiat money system, the game can go on, as you say, stocks up, bonds down, and vice versa sometimes. So, all right. Well, Michael, we'll have to let it go at that. Again, it's OliverMSA.com, folks. Go there, check it out. Learn to know more about Michael and consider signing up for his excellent letter now, the new service that he's providing for gold and silver related investments. So thank you very much, Michael, for being with us, and we'll look to do it again
next week,
hopefully. All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, we do have to go to a break now, but don't go away. Brian Groves, the CEO of Genesis Metals, will be with us to talk about that company's project in Quebec. Company's share price is down, but nothing's changed in the ground. If anything, we know more about what's there now than we did a year ago, so don't go away. We'll be right back to hear what Brian Groves has to say.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdes Reward Project. In addition, Novo has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
Turning Hard Times into Good Times is brought to you in part by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of 185 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at sandstormgold.com. That's sandstormgold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and the NYSE as SAND.